It is 3:15. I'm Richard Brown. Thanks a lot for tuning into the afternoon news. This interesting story just moved on the wire. It said that the 2010 Olympic Games are shaping up to be the most watched Winter Games in history on both old and new media. And a lot of us are watching the Olympics while we work. Good thing? Bad thing? Well, York University corporate law professor Richard LeBlanc joins us on the live line. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Richard.
Hey, so I noticed your quote in this story. You say that right. It is probably in the best interest of companies to ease up a little on staff during the Olympics. Are you saying that as a law professor or a fan of the Olympics?
Probably a bit of both, and also as a business, from a business point of view. I mean, it's going to happen because of video streaming, and we didn't really have this 4 years ago or 8 years ago. So what's happening now is people are flicking YouTube videos, video streams, emails back and forth, and it's happening across workplaces across Canada. So progressive employers really can use this as an opportunity. For example, in downtown Toronto, in many of the office towers, they have property developers that are organizing tables with various countries with medal counts and cookies, and apparently they're quite popular with the office tower people. So sure. It's an opportunity to, you know, underscore your brand. And I understand from my speaking to other clients is that they're giving people time off this afternoon for the Germany game.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen. And as employers, you just sort of have to not fight it and just go with it, because sports really, Olympics in particular, has the ability to transcend gender and age and demographics, unlike sort of politics or religion, where you really can get you can get behind it in a significant way, all employees in the workplace. So it's an opportunity for progressive employers to understand this and just sort of work with it and go with the flow, as I said in the article.
But you know the other thing too, Professor, it's not only going with the flow. What you're doing is you're creating a corporate culture that lends itself to this. We're all in this together. Let's move forward. This is happening. Let's all be part of it.
Absolutely. And last night was a great example with Moir and Virtue, the ice dancing. And,
yep.
You know, I'm an average red-blooded Canadian and hockey fan, but if you saw what happened last night, it's just terrific athleticism. And, you know, it just is very moving. And as the athletes said, they felt as though the whole country was behind them, and they probably were. I mean, the viewership really is skyrocketing, and they're saying that it could be analogous to the Miracle on Ice 30 years ago if
yeah.
Canada actually takes a run for the gold. So we'll see tonight if they beat Germany. But it is watched, and it's watched by new media as well,
yeah.
Through video streaming, not just traditional television.
Well, and from a corporate point of view, it just makes so much more sense to say, you know what, let's enjoy this, let's have fun with it, let's make it part of who we are, rather than trying to, you know, wander around and say, there's no Olympics, you guys are supposed to be working 9 to 5. I mean, there's even companies that are changing their hours to allow people to enjoy the Olympics.
Exactly. And you don't want to be draconian or top-down, because that's just going to be resented by everybody. And you want to embrace it and just be progressive and work with it and use it to improve morale and communication and team building and also your reputation and your brand. So
yeah.
I think it's an opportunity for progressive companies. It's certainly happening in Toronto. I'm not sure about Saskatchewan, but it's going to happen. So we need to get behind it. And as the rest of this week unfolds over the next 3, 4, 5 days, you know, I'm speaking to people that are just really, really into the Olympics this year. So, I agree completely.
Are you going to watch the Germany Canada game tonight?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're one of those great organizations here where we've actually partnered with the Radio Consortium, and so we're actually carrying the game on our News Talk radio station. So,
yes, I heard that's terrific.
Yeah, it's just part of the culture.
Absolutely. Good luck to you. It's nice talking to you, Richard.
You too. Thanks very much, Richard.
Okay, my pleasure. Bye bye.
That's Professor Richard LeBlanc from York University, a corporate law professor who says companies should be getting behind the Olympics. Let's get the employees involved in this instead of being top-down draconian. It's 3:19.